Hi, good afternoon. This is Aliska from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Can you please confirm your zip code?
10463.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
What is the year? 60.
1960.
Yes.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American?
Puerto Rican.
What is your race?
Puerto Rican.
White, Black, or African-American, Asian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Fourth year high school.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I voted.
Okay, for whom did you vote in 2020 in general elections for president?
Do I have to tell you who I voted for, really?
Okay, we could have select like Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible to join or register, or did not vote.
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably no vote, or will you definitely no vote?
I will vote.
Okay, thank you. So almost, we will select almost certain, correct?
Not almost. I am going to vote.
Okay. No problem. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections? In the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
10. Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, as 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
A 10.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree for the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strong? Okay, thank you. Regardless on how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, if it matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Protecting LGBT rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters somewhat.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Elections for Congress, House of Representatives on the Senate. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters.
Matters a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you very much. Okay, we are 27% completed on this survey. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? Of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt it, I will vote. No chances, I will vote. Protecting LGBT rights. Nothing will stop you. I want to vote and probably will.
If I will vote, I will vote.
Okay. So nothing will stop you, right?
Yes.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Nothing will stop you. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I definitely will vote.
Okay. Elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Nothing will stop you. You want to vote or probably will.
I will vote.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
I will vote.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided or some other option?
Democrat.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third-party independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in 2024 elections? Much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
Will vote, motivated.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard? A lot? Some? Not much? Nothing at all?
I heard much.
Much. Okay. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protection to the state bills of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision the state's constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. And yes, both puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Wow. I'm undecided.
Undecided. Okay.
I'm undecided because there's a lot there.
Okay. But if you had to choose, would you vote yes, no, or would you not vote?
Yes, I will vote. Okay. I will vote, okay. Yes.
Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put protections for abortions into the state constitution, provide protection on the basis of gender, strengthen voting rights protection, put LGBT protections into the state's constitution, remove parents' rights on their children's medical decisions, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants? You can select as much as do you think it did apply.
Protect the elderly and there were so many. That
okay.
Yeah.
I will read it for you and you tell me if yes or no, okay?
Okay.
Prevent discrimination based on age?
Yes, I will vote for that.
Okay. Strength protection for New Yorkers with disabilities?
I will vote for that.
Put protections for abortions into the state constitution?
I will vote for that.
Provide protections on the basis of gender?
I will vote for that.
Strength voting rights protection?
Vote for that.
Put LGBT protections into the state's constitution?
I will vote for that.
Remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions?
I will not vote for that.
Okay. Prohibit housing discrimination?
Prohibit it?
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't vote for that.
Give voting rights to immigrants?
I will have to think about that one.
Okay.
Depends. Yeah.
Okay, I will leave only the first three, six that you say yes, okay?
Okay.
Now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state's constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
Repeat that again.
Knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
No, I'm motivated to protect.
Okay, so were you like much more motivated to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each of them, please tell me how much do you agree on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Repeat that again. Everyone is what?
Everyone deserves the chance of thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Do I agree with that? That's attractive to me?
Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Oh, okay, yes, agree.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose?
I agree.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups?
Disagree.
Okay. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discriminations?
We gotta protect them, yes.
Okay. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion?
Yes.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
I agree.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
I agree with that. They should not have permission to do that.
Okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants?
I disagree with that.
Okay. We are 70% about to finish this survey, okay? Thank you for your patience. Here is a short statement about Prop number 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time, we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards. This proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or you are undecided, or you would not vote?
I'm undecided because there's some things that I don't agree on.
Okay. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, or will no vote?
Is that there's some things in that amendment that I don't like, so that's a little bit difficult for me to say that if I'm going to vote or not.
Okay, so we will say, like, you will not vote, depending?
Depending, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes these things change. It's okay if your answers did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states' local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? You will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably no vote?
I will
or will
vote.
You definitely? Okay.
I will vote.
And now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents to their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. This protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simple about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Or statement B, much more, or don't know.
Okay, so I know everything that you told me. Now, the statement to say much more, no more, what is that statement for what? Much more of what?
Okay.
Do I want it much more or do I don't want it?
Like if you agree with it.
I do not agree with that, no.
Okay, so we would say somewhat more?
No, not somewhat. It's not going to be at all. I'm not going to vote for children to get everything that they want without their parents' permission. Get the hell out of here. That's fucking crazy.
Okay, so we would select, like, don't know?
Huh? That's
we
no.
We would select don't know. Okay.
No, at all. No.
Okay, the thing is that the options we have are, like, statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Statement B, somewhat more. Statement B, much more. Or don't know.
Yeah, of course, they're going to give you that because exactly like he just was saying before, about that they just want to give you what they want you to pick. I'm not going to pick anything because I'm not going to agree, not somewhat, no nothing, because it's not going to be somewhat at all. It's not going to, and I don't want to so just leave that blank because I'm not picking it.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating. And zero means you do not think this is motivating at all. May use the number between 0 and 10. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up to the whims or out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening. Not motivating at all, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating.
Somewhat.
Okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda in our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threatening the legality of the same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect the rights in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. Not motivating at all, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating.
Somewhat.
The government is supposed to work for the people, non-discriminate against the citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standards of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against the New Yorkers. Not motivating at all, somewhat motivating, extremely motivating.
Motivated.
Okay. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the right of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the right of those with disabilities. This amendment will close the loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against the government. Not motivating at all, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating?
Extremely motivated.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, things change, and it's okay if they did not, but once again, here is a next of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in the New York in November. Add certain protection to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to the state's constitution, cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. And yes, vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. And no, vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecided, or you would not vote?
Is everything that you said is to protect?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You would vote yes. After reading this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And if this is somewhat or much more or less likely, much more likely, somewhat more likely, no change, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much likely.
Much more likely?
Much likely.
Okay. Well, I have much more likely, somewhat more likely, no change.
Somewhat.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 elections in the scale from 0 to 10? Means 0, you're not motivated at all. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
To vote for
in the elections in 2024?
Yeah, I'm motivated.
Okay. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian
straight,
or gay?
Straight. I ain't no confused,
no. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a
single.
Partner, single?
Single.
Are you the parent of a guardian of any children under 18?
I'm not under 18, but I am a parent.
Okay. If in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status? Would you say that you are employed full-time, part-time?
Retired.
Retired, okay. Last year in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
30.
Okay. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. We appreciate that you're taking your time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.